Our reading is the first two verses of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. These are the words. You may be seated. In the familiar verses that follow this, that were reflected in our beautiful hymn by Gerhardt this morning, we hear about the believer that he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of waters. Today we are doing something here in our chapel service that I believe is historic at Bethany, and that is having a baptism. We are planting a tree today. We are planting a tree here on our campus. When a man owns an orchard and initially plants the trees for that orchard, the event of planting the trees may be special and important, but the purpose of the planting of those trees is not just to have them in the ground and not just to even have them grow, but it's ultimately that they would produce fruit. In the same way that your parents brought you to the baptismal font, more than likely when you were a little child, more than likely before you knew, today, this young Christian couple brings their child to be planted today in Christ and to grow up as a tree in him. And I would like you, as you reflect on the order of baptism today, to think about your own life and where you're at in life, the various stages that take place in your life. And why did your parents bring you to the font? And what has it taken, and what work and what tilling of the soil has it taken to have that plant of faith continue to grow in you today? This plant of faith, this tree that the text describes, is the heart that is trusting in Christ alone for the hope of heaven, knowing that none of us have any goodness in ourselves to get to heaven, but it was entirely through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the waters of baptism, God connects us to that wonderful atoning work of Christ, giving us the full forgiveness of sins and the hope of heaven. And faith then is this plant, this tree that grows in that word of God. Now the text before us, in the few verses that we have, speaks of three different ways that this tree can be challenged before it produces fruit. One is this: walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Is that ever relevant in our day and age today? Think of all of the ways that ungodly ideas and talk and efforts are pushed upon the Christian church and those who are faithful in Christ. How much pressure is put upon the tree of faith to choke it off and to strangle it? And all of us at various stages of life need to always ask ourselves, from what sources will I draw my view of life? From what sources will I go to seek out, to get advice on how to view my life and understand it? God would have us to be careful of the poison that is so prevalent in our culture today. Another one, he says, standing in the path of sinners. You know, we can't get away from sin. It's in our hearts, it's in this world, it's in our culture. What this is speaking about, though, is seeking out sin. What ways does the devil like to see in my life and in your life that will challenge the tree, that will challenge this plant of faith, when we possibly go out and look for ways to stunt its growth and harm it? And finally, sitting in the seat of the scornful, which you could say is a wonderful way of speaking about all of the different false doctrines that are out there in the world that likewise can poison and challenge the growth of that tree. Our text says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law he meditates day and night. This is why our Lord Jesus doesn't have us just baptize our children, but then commands us to teach them everything he has commanded. Because the point of your baptism was not just to get you baptized, but it was to ultimately reap the fruit on the final day of everlasting life. Be faithful unto death, our Lord says, and I will give you the crown of life. Amen. Please join now in the rite of holy baptism, which begins on page 133. We'll ask the family to come forward. with little Claire.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endures forever.
Almighty, eternal God, our heavenly Father, we give you heartfelt thanks that you continually preserve and increase your holy Christian church, and that you have now led Claire Elizabeth Waller to receive the washing of the new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve her in the grace of baptism, so that she may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, through the washing of regeneration, Claire Elizabeth Waller has become a child of God and joint heir of everlasting life with Jesus Christ. As witness to this sacrament, you are to assist her with Christian love and faithful prayers. Remind her of the heavenly grace of her baptism. Give spiritual counsel and aid, so that she is brought up in the true knowledge and worship of God. Teach her the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and ensure that she is brought to the services of God's house, that she is provided future instruction in the Christian faith, to the end that she may come to the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, and thus, abiding in baptismal grace and in communion with the Church, she may lead a godly life to the praise and honor of Jesus Christ. Is it your honest and sincere intent to do this?
Yes, with the help of God.
God and